Outside the lounge bar in Warrington, where Viola Beach played some of their earliest gigs, fans, friends and family have been leaving flowers, candles and messages as they try to come to terms with their deaths. Mike Clare knew them, he lit a candle in their memory and told us what the four lads were like.
Really outgoing. Oh, they were just... It was wonderful to have met them, known them. And just sad that not going to see them again. Horrid, absolutely horrid. Because they were lively, fun lads. It's just heartbreaking.
Chris Leonard, River Reeves, Thomas Lowe and Jack Dakin were killed along with their manager, Craig Tarry. They'd just performed their first shows overseas and were returning for a gig in the UK when their car crashed through a barrier on a bridge and plunged into a canal. The deaths have shocked people across the town.
Probably outside Warrington, people don't realise fully what they were going to be. But it's just such a... From only encountering them a couple of weeks ago and enjoying their music so much and then finding that it's all gone in an instant, it's devastating. Your heart goes out to the family and the friends who knew them. You just can't make sense of it.
Viola Beach were due to perform a sold-out homecoming gig at Pyramid and Parr Hall next month. David Morgan works for the Warrington Guardian and was due to meet them as part of the build-up.
I'd only just emailed their manager, Craig Tarry, on Friday. They were due to come here on Tuesday, tomorrow, for a photo shoot and for me to meet them because I was going to go on the road with them and do a behind-the-scenes piece when they played at the Pyramid, which is the local stage here. So, you know, to go from that to the whole band dying and their manager, I couldn't believe it.
David says their deaths will be a huge loss for Warrington.
Because they'd lived here all their life, it wasn't just the music, it was the fact it's four lads who grew up in Warrington and were well-known and well-liked. They weren't household names at this stage, but I think in a year they could have been.
As well as their hometown concert, the band also had a number of festivals lined up, including a return to Liverpool Sound City.
And these were four lads, four kids, who were absolutely having the time of their lives, really, you know, having the most fantastic time. And for that to be snatched away this time makes it even more tragic and sad.
David Piccolinghi runs Sound City and says the band's death has shocked musicians across the world.
I've had messages from as far as Australia, Korea, Japan, Canada, USA, South America, the people who've heard about this news and didn't really probably know a great deal about the band, but feel connected in some way because of those stories of getting in the back of a van, going round and kind of, you know, building your apprenticeship, really.
Along with Sound City, they'd also been booked to play at this year's Liverpool International Music Festival with an appearance in front of thousands of people at Sefton Park planned for July. Yao Usu's from the festival.
It's just that energy and that vibe and, you know, it's something there. You know, like, I've heard a lot of people talk about with new bands, you know, you just know when you hear them. And they were a band, regardless of preference, you could just tell that was going to be huge. That sound was very popular. And I knew that on main stage... On one of our main days, they could definitely please, you know, tens of thousands of people.
Now, police in Sweden have started the official investigation into the five deaths. It's believed there were two safety barriers on the bridge, which had opened to let a boat through. Officers have begun examining the car in the hope of finding out what caused it to crash into the canal early on Saturday morning. Meanwhile, the flag at Warrington Town Hall will be at half-mast this week in memory of the band and their manager.